Parliament's Mandate and Immunity Committee has advised deputies in the lower house to strip coalition MP Vlasta Parkanova of her immunity. The former defense minister is suspected of abuse of public office and breach of trust in connection with a 3.5 billion crown purchase of military planes during her term in office. Following Tuesday's recommendation, she is one step closer to being prosecuted. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Vlasta Parkanova has denied any wrongdoing in the CASA plane purchase, and she has said her conscience is clear. But after Tuesday, she is one step closer to facing legal action. The charge is that as Defense Minister, Parkanova failed to commission an expert assessment on the purchase of CASA military transport planes that had been ordered, allegedly causing the Czech Republic 658 million crowns in damages. It took members of Parliament's Mandate and Immunity Committee only half an hour before announcing their recommendation that she be stripped of immunity after voting, or in some cases abstaining, largely along party lines. One member of the coalition's Topo 9 party was against. Civic Democrat Yana Veberova was an exception, siding with the opposition, saying details of the deal needed to be examined by an impartial court. Others, too, even if opposed to the investigation in general, think the recommendation was the right one. For example, Topo 9 Deputies Club head Petr Gazgik told Czech Radio he welcomed the result not because he thought Ms. Parkanova was guilty of wrongdoing, the opposite, in fact, but because he opposes parliamentary immunity on principle.
I am against it, and I will vote in favor of her losing immunity when it comes down to the vote. Objectively speaking, though, in the police request, there are lies and there are elements that are being misrepresented. Ms. Parkanova is not being charged because the deal was overpriced, but because she failed to order an expert assessment. That's the difference, I think, and I can't believe that a member of the former coalition party Public Affairs thinks otherwise.
Parkanova má být vina za předražení té zakázky. Nic takové v té žádosti není.
Petr Gazgik's reaction there was to words by Public Affairs Sarate Kion, who is a member of the Mandate and Immunity Committee, who said this.
The most important thing in the file is that there is evidence the planes were overpriced. She should have guaranteed in any way possible that that didn't happen. 3.5 billion is not small change. She should have known what they were worth.
The vote on immunity could take place as early as Wednesday, paving the way for prosecution. Vlasta Parkanova, meanwhile, said that she had reflected on the decision and said that she hoped when it came down to the vote that MPs would base their decision on concrete or factual arguments.
Jan Wellinger there. This is Radio Prague.